All right, let's get to JP's moment of common sense.
This past week, GM, which stands for either General Motors or Government Motors, depending on your viewpoint, announced that it was suspending production of the Chevy Volt. That's not a big surprise for anybody with common sense. Battery-powered cars were a great idea for the Lunar Rover in 1971, but if you think batteries are going to move cars down American highways 40 years later, I've got a box of moon rocks to sell you. It's not that electric cars are a bad idea, it's the batteries that are a bad idea. Once the engineers worked the kinks out of carbon nanotube capacitors and/or fuel cells to run the electric motors, then we can think about electric cars. Meanwhile, no matter how much taxpayer money President Obama pours down the Chevy Volt toilet, and no matter how many speeches he gives bragging about it, nobody really wants to buy the stupid thing. Hence the GM's decision to stop making them. It's another embarrassment for Obama. On top of all the solar plants and windmill companies he shoveled money into that are now bankrupt or laying off employees. According to Obama, next in line to slurp from the federal money spigot will be algae companies. Seriously, he thinks we can produce power from algae. Pond scum. Whether that's possible or not is irrelevant. The two things we know for sure are that putting the federal government in charge will guarantee failure, and the Democrat Party will collect millions of dollars from companies who want federal money for algae research. That's the two things we know for sure. This is why Michael Savage calls liberalism a mental disease. It's not just that humanity spent the 20th century experimenting with various forms of centralized government power that all failed, all of them turning into oppressive, inefficient monstrosities and causing three world wars, but also that we can list so many ideas where the federal government couldn't deliver, yet liberals keep expecting government solutions for problems. When you keep doing something that doesn't work, that's the definition of mental illness. Everything the federal government touches turns into a miserable failure, even things that were working perfectly before the federal government got involved, like light bulbs. Light bulbs worked perfectly from the moment Thomas Edison invented them until the feds mandated CFLs, which cost more, make less light, and are full of poisonous mercury. And toilets. Toilets were invented centuries ago and worked just fine, thank you, until the government decided to mandate smaller water tanks to save water. Now we stand there looking at our own poop and flushing repeatedly, probably using more water than we did before. And after we use the toilet, we stand under government-mandated low-flow shower heads trying to rinse the soap off our bodies. How about our schools? Schools were pretty much the same for millennia. Teachers who know the subject explaining it to students who don't. Then Jimmy Carter decided we needed a federal Department of Education, so now teachers are forced to ignore the students' needs and teach them how to pass federal tests instead. By the way, speaking of Jimmy Carter, he thought we could produce power from algae too. That's almost 40 years ago. Do I need to mention Social Security? It used to be that people saved money for their twilight years on their own. In 1935, the federal government got involved and started making people save money. This is a simple concept. Deduct money from paychecks, put it into a trust fund, pay benefits to retirees. But after 75 years of management by the federal government, there isn't one penny in the trust fund, just a pile of IOUs. Watching the federal government in action is like watching a sitcom on television. A friend sent me an email yesterday pointing out that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is proud to be distributing more food stamps than ever before in its history. But the U.S. Department of the Interior warns people not to feed wild animals because they might grow dependent and forget how to take care of themselves. What can you do but laugh at stuff like that? The word sitcom is short for situation comedy, an entertainment genre featuring characters who share the same common environment in every episode. That's us. We're living in the federal government sitcom with a new story every week about the government taking over a new aspect of our lives and screwing it up. At some point, we need to regain our sanity and cancel this show before it's too late. That's today's dose of common sense.
I don't like the word poop. I don't like that word used on my show.
That's what you have poop. To say about my words of wisdom.
No, but it is words of wisdom.